Hello and welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 21. It's our 21st podcast, and for this time, well, first off, I'm Brian Kluger, as always. I'm with Mark Chaffardini.
Howdy ho there, friends and neighbors.
Gotti Elkon.
Hi.
Andrew Conway. And Adam Conway. Who his name was.
Hello?
Forgot his name.
Pictured below.
Is it me you're looking for?
Talking about me.
Well, this is our Oscar coverage, nominee coverage. The nominees were announced this past week by Chris Hemsworth. Since I guess this Oscar,
himself.
Yes, the Oscar. Chris Hemsworth.
The Rush.
Thor.
Thor. Supposedly, this Oscar ceremony is going to be real heroes and superhero themed. So I'm sure we'll get a tribute of some sort.
Alan's dressing up as Thor is what we're.
That's all I hope.
I thought it was a big joke. It's like real superheroes, fake superheroes.
I think that's the
service people. Everybody.
Yeah. Big, who knows?
Everybody under the sun.
I like Ellen.
She's gonna be awesome. Yeah. But as far as the nominees go, I'm gonna talk about, or we'll all talk about and discuss who got snubbed. And I'm gonna start out with Inside Llewyn Davis. I'm glad that I got an Oscar nomination for Best Cinematography, which it was amazing, and then Best Sound Editing. But I cannot believe this movie did not get an original song nomination. That's just
Well, the only
ridiculous
original song, though, was the Please, Mr. Candy.
Yeah, that was the issue. It wasn't...
But that's a great song. It's better than any song that's nominated right now.
It's so weird and unique, though. They've already gotten Brother, Where Art Thou? Love that way. I think the issue was because it didn't have any original music that they created for the movie.
Still ridiculous. And do y'all think Oscar Isaac should have gotten a Best Actor?
I'm shocked you're not pissed about it not getting Best Picture. I mean, Best Actor.
At least
I mean,
that's
actor.
What I'm saying. That's why I'm saying. Well, why isn't that why?
Because the best Actor race is ridiculous.
Well, I think it should have got Best Picture. Why are you talking about? Because there's only 9 of the 10 nominations.
They should have had a 10th.
Why don't you just throw in Inside Llewyn Davis? Give him the 10th spot because you know it deserved it.
It's weird that they didn't. That's one of the biggest snubs this year. Another one, I think, that didn't get any nomination is Way, Way Back. Not for screenplay, not for Sam Rockwell. Kind of weird.
It's still early year. That's the issue always with these types of movies.
It was March, wasn't it? Or April? Yeah. No way, it was later than that.
It was June.
It was
a July 4th release, wasn't it?
Wasn't it July? Okay.
Yeah, it was July 4th release. I mean, I totally agree. I mean, Way, Way Back was top 3 of my favorite films. Yeah. But
I know Nat and Jim also got the Oscar 2 years ago.
This was a better film.
I agree. And I just don't know why it didn't get screenplay.
I'm shocked, Sam Rockwell, but how about Steve Carell? Playing a very kind of
slimy
dark,
guy.
Slimy guy that you don't usually see on screen from those type of actors.
I agree.
I was impressed by him a lot.
All right. I know as far as, like, The Butler was a decent movie, but Oprah's performance in The Butler was pretty solid. I'm surprised she did not get an Oscar nomination.
For supporting.
Yeah. I'm surprised. She was great in that.
Who do you replace her? I mean, who do you replace? Like, Sally
Well,
Hawkins?
Supporting actress, I have Jennifer Lawrence and June Squibb as, like, my hopefuls to win.
Lupita's going to be the one that wins it, though. I mean, she's already won the SAG and the... Did she win the Golden?
Jennifer won the Golden.
Maybe Jennifer won that. But who do you replace Oprah with? Sally Hawkins is the only, like, one that stands out. And I wouldn't replace Sally Hawkins.
She's so good, though.
Yeah. I thought Sally was one of the best parts of the Blue Jasmine.
I agree. Yeah. She was really good. And Fruitvale Station didn't get any love either.
Yeah.
Surprised at that. Octavia Spencer not getting a... Or...
Was she
Michael
on
B.
screen
Jordan.
That great? Michael B. Jordan I can understand, but that's the only one from that film I'd give credit
people
to.
People forgot about those. Two came out too early in the year. Same thing with Mud. Like, Mud didn't get a lot of
love. I thought Mud was a better performance from McConaughey than Dallas Buyers Club.
I agree. And so what about All Is Lost not getting a nomination besides, is it sound editing or something like
that? He should have got Best
Actor. Redford, not as
Redford.
Best Actor?
Yeah.
He's by himself.
But it's so
he's
cinematography?
By, I mean...
Yeah, cinematography.
And the
yeah.
score.
How
the
about
score.
J.C. Chandor's director? To pick that as your film after calling a Margin Call?
And Alex won for Best Score at the Golden Globes, and he wasn't even nominated for...
Definitely some score. Weird love. Honestly, I think it's the gravity effect. Because Gravity was that movie, everyone went all ape-s over it and didn't realize that All Is Lost is better on all elements, other than maybe the cinematography, because Emmanuel Lubezki's cinematography in Gravity is incredible. But, like, Sandra Bullock gets a freaking nomination. Robert Redford doesn't. She sits on the fucking green screen where he's actually out there. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
It's flat out bullshit.
It's interesting that All Is Lost didn't get nominated for more. It's kind of
shocking.
I would definitely replace Sandra Bullock for someone else.
Anyone.
I'm thinking Emma Thompson. Like, I feel she got
For Saving Mr. Banks.
She was it was an amazing performance by her, by far.
Are the Gravity picks because it's such a big movie?
No. It's some of the Gravity stuff is worth it.
Yeah. I think cinematography, the visual.
Well, even the directing, though, too. Like,
the directing, but Sandra Bullock's nomination?
I think that because if you are, you know, actors, they pull from their surroundings. It takes a hell of a lot to pull something from a green screen. I mean, if she's in a cabin and she gives you that feeling of claustrophobia.
Why has no other green screen film ever gotten this much love?
Life of Pi did.
Yeah.
That's true.
Not for acting. Not for,
yeah, for
there was better acting
picture.
In Life of Pi than there was in Gravity.
It won cinematography, which is saying a lot.
Which is what Gravity should win. Emmanuel Lubezki should totally win for cinematography. And you could make the argument for Alfonso for director, even though I think his son's short was better than the film. I don't understand why people are considering that acting compared to Robert Redford on a boat.
I agree with you there.
What about Tom Hanks not winning?
I'm not a fan of Sandra
Bullock. He didn't do very much in that movie.
That final five minutes wasn't the most explosive 5 minutes
Captain
from an actor.
I thought you meant Save Mr.
Oh, no, yeah. Not
Save Mr. Banks.
Emma Thompson.
Captain Phillips is a much, much better role for
Captain Phillips' last 5 minutes was the most emotional sequence
that
in
was,
movies.
That was, but that doesn't warrant an Oscar.
Does it not? Is that not
final
five?
Well, in the past, Judy Dench won an Oscar for like 4 minutes of screen.
Exactly. People won Oscars for less time on screen than Tom Hanks.
No, it's... Best actor, I couldn't replace any of those five.
Those are great.
Maybe McConaughey, and he's the one freaking winning. That's the scary thing. He's won SAG and Golden Globe. If he doesn't win an Oscar, it's a shock.
So, but I thought you said Robert Redford might replace one of those guys.
I would replace him with McConaughey, but he's winning the awards. Like, how can you replace that?
Another one that snubbed, I thought, is possibly James Gandolfini for Enough Said.
Yeah.
He was really excellent in that movie.
I don't know if a lot of people saw that.
That's the thing. No one saw the movie.
Like that thing?
It's a great movie.
But
I don't think
all the Oscar
people
supposed to see it?
They're
screeners.
They're some of the laziest people of the award show. Golden Globe people watch their stuff. The Hollywood Foreign Press. But the Oscar voting is such BS. Yes.
It was sad to see Gandolfini not on there because he was really good on there.
The whole movie was good.
Yeah. They have to watch percentage of the films. They have to watch all of them. I don't know what the percentage is, but
it's one of his best acting roles, sadly. I mean, it's last, but...
I think he's got another one.
He's one in the can.
And another really big snub for me is how did Pacific Rim not get special effects Oscar nomination? How is that possible?
Yeah.
How did Iron Man 3 get an Oscar nomination and not Pacific Rim?
I think Iron Man,
how did
because
Lone
of
Ranger
that final
get
sequence,
a visual.
All of the Iron Mans together was the sequence that got them an Oscar nomination, period.
But what was better special effects in Pacific Rim? Like, I can't think of one.
Well, I'll give Pacific Rim an argument that is not that great. If you notice, it's all shot nighttime sequences because they didn't have enough money to do daytime, which is a lot more expensive, something Michael Bay spends all his damn money on. And...
But there was a daytime. There was two daytime sequences.
Not
but the
with
thing, they're
the
not, they're not
mixing
things together. They're not taking real elements and fake elements. Like the whole ending of the movie is, you know, underwater and and
walking.
I love it. I'm not hating on it, but I see why they looked at it technically and thought it's not as good as what people, what the rest of these others are.
Like that
Iron Man final sequence is freaking crazy.
Well, the Iron Man, the one in the plane sequence, too, is really good. When he saves everybody in the plane. That's good. I agree.
Well, so was the attack on his house, too.
Yeah.
When everything's coming off the cliff.
Yeah. Oh, that's brilliant shots. That's
and
like
Brian
Inception.
Score. I have to give some love to Brian Tyler.
Pacific Rim deserved to be in there. Any other snubs?
Yeah. Daniel Brühl from Rush. He did not get any love. Like, he got it at the Golden Globes.
He was so good
at it. But he just got overlooked.
Well, he's the only part of that movie that's, like, you can watch over and over again.
Yeah, that's why, yeah.
He's captivating.
Like,
but...
And he was also good, not that the movie was great or he was particularly great, but The Fifth Estate, was he was really good in that, too. I mean, this could have been his year. He just got overlooked twice. I have two snubs in case anybody wants to go.
Yeah, go for it.
Best score not going to Oblivion or...
Which is,
it's
insane.
Yeah. Or, I mean, I really like Ender's Game, and I think that, I mean, I'm really glad that Alexandre Desplat got picked up for Philomena, but I think Captain Phillips was really great. And the Croods, I think the Croods would have been a better score than Captain Phillips, but...
But Oblivion,
Hans Zimmer,
there's
soundtrack.
Muse.
Yeah. Which actually, here's my thoughts on that. Hans Zimmer, I mean, his best. I mean, he knows enough when he, you know, is overstepping his bounds. Staying out of the way of the movie is the best thing that he could have done for 12 Years a Slave. And but, I think that it's weird because you don't remember any music from
but,
it.
But then you look at The Book Thief, and The Book Thief was even more understated.
Really?
I was shocked that, I mean, I liked John Williams on The Book Thief, but it is his most understated work. I thought 12 Years a Slave was much more...
I feel like he recycled. I feel like he recycled a little too much in 12 Years a Slave because I kept hearing other movies. I kept hearing, oh my God, Inception. I hear Sunshine. I hear all those other movies. So I feel like he like maybe phoned it in a little bit, in my opinion, because it didn't seem original to me. It seemed like he just used stuff that he was safe. He was a lot safe. He was safe with 12 Years a Slave.
And would that be? I mean, is Her our favorite?
For what?
It's still great. It's still great. It's great.
It does what it's supposed to.
It doesn't exactly. It doesn't take away from the film at all. Which is it's nice and subtle. But the thing is, it pulled me away.
Not
because
I actually have.
I kept thinking like, oh my God, that's the same
Gravity
from Inception. Yeah. Almost.
It's not original music.
The opening of Gravity is pretty brilliant.
I think Gravity score is pretty killer.
Yeah.
And the reason why I like Her is because it was a character unto itself. Like it felt like the music. What they were trying to do with it was make it.
And I can't believe the song didn't get nominated for
yeah.
Moon, whatever it is, Moon Over You.
Is that the title?
Maybe. Yeah, it did. Yeah. The Moon Song got nominated.
Yeah, it did.
Did it?
Yeah, absolutely. Moon Song, yeah. Oh.
Look at us being stupid.
What other snub do you think?
Well, Conway hit it on the head with the Emma Thompson. But, okay. Yeah, Brule, Thompson, and...
anybody else have a snub?
Well, I know
Oblivion.
Director bracket was really tough, but it's Spike Jones didn't get nominated, which for Her, I thought he should have been. But that
I think I really think that any movie that's nominated for Best Picture really deserves a Best Director one
yeah.
too.
Yeah, even the Coen Brothers. I loved Inside Llewyn Davis. I thought it was everything that I wanted from a Coen Brothers.
Who are you replacing then?
It's hard. That's the thing.
You can't replace a Russell because American Hustle is like the biggest movie. It's hard to replace Alfonso for the epicness, even though...
I would say the only one I would replace 12 Years a Slave is Ivan or Payne. But that's...
Nebraska is
I know.
A gorgeous
it's,
film.
It's such a tough
gorgeous,
choice.
But not directed.
Its cinematography direction. Is way better, yeah.
I agree with that.
But 12 Years a Slave, I don't know.
But I would replace...
To go from Shame to this is a big step.
If 12 Years a Slave wins any of the big ones, it should.
It shouldn't.
It shouldn't.
It was
for cinematography shouldn't win.
It's Gravity should win for cinematography.
No.
It's not nominated for cinematography, and it should have been.
How is the Grandmaster nominated then?
Terrible.
Oh my gosh! I thought
terrible.
When I saw that, I thought about you,
yeah.
Adam, because we thought
I
it was like the worst
movie.
You can replace 12 Years. You could replace Red. All Is Lost. You can replace
cinematography. 12 Years a Slave. That's the one thing I thought it would have been nominated.
And how is the cinematography for Grandmaster? That whole movie was in slow motion, and
yeah.
It was just terrible. Oh, and the fight scenes were terrible. We saw that, and it was just...
Yeah. I'm glad it didn't get nominated for Best Foreign Language
yeah.
Film.
If it did, I would have been so pissed off if it did.
Like,
so.
It shouldn't have been in the freaking list. That is a total Weinstein push.
Well, then on documentary, Stories We're Telling it nominated, and that should have...
I'm very... I guess...
I like the docs, though.
Yeah. Well, the docs are good, too, but...
I liked Dirty
Fish
Wars.
Didn't get picked.
Yeah,
up.
Blackfish didn't even get on.
I like Dirty Wars better than Blackfish. Dirty Wars.
But
is
we all know
smart.
The documentary. All right, we'll talk about that now.
Okay.
All right, I'm gonna go through the list.
Go
and
the
we'll
list.
Talk. All right, with best visual effects, I really think Star Trek could pull it out because they have best special effects, visual effects. What do y'all think?
I mean, it's the only thing in that movie I like.
Is this Star Trek? Think
yeah.
Had, out of the ones nominated. All right, production design, I think really needs to go to Her because. That futuristic thing was so
oh, yeah.
perfect.
But everyone's talking about Gatsby, though.
Gatsby.
Gatsby's on everyone's
But I think
mind.
Gatsby has a
that's
lot
all
of
had,
CG,
though.
And Her didn't.
But it's Baz Luhrmann.
Production
movie.
Design.
Production
that's what he
is
does.
His film.
That's all he does is production design.
Like, Gatsby is total production value.
I could see it going to Gatsby, and I'll be happy, but I think Her should get it more. Because I think
I didn't think Her looked futuristic.
Oh, I did.
I didn't like those pants.
Well, I thought it wasn't future.
It's
I
just
mean,
the end scene that's large.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was as futuristic as people are like claiming.
I mean, it wasn't like, but that's a thing.
It's
like,
so
it's,
subtle, futuristic.
Yeah, it's like
what's,
this could take it could take
subtle,
place
though.
Next week if it needed to. That's how good it was.
It's true.
Score. I like Gravity. I'd like to see it go there since Oblivion wasn't nominated. What do y'all think?
I think it has the best chance because it's. I mean, it's you sort of go with the, like Michael Dana last year. Won for Life of Pi because he did something that was unique to the movie and it was like something you hadn't heard.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think Gravity has a good chance because what it does is it incorporates a lot of sound design into, you know, it's not just music overscoring what's going on. It's,
yeah,
it's like a combination. But I think the runner-up would probably be, I hate to say, I mean, I love him, but I hate to say it, is Saving Mr. Banks. I think that if...
This,
that
should get
yeah,
it?
I think yeah. that because Thomas Newman's, you know, yeah. his music is great. And I think that because there's not a whole lot of other love for Saving Mr. Banks, it could go to that.
So you think it should?
And it had a nice sense of whimsy.
I'd rather see it go to Saving Mr. Banks. It had a nice sense of whimsy
to the actual score itself. And it really complimented the movie, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Gravity was the most innovative. Let's get that out there.
Yeah, that's true.
But Mark was saying earlier, the thing about scores, you wanted to complement the movie, but not overpower what's actually happening.
But there are scores that, like, I mean, that's why Hans has won in the past, because he overpowers films all by himself.
Well, there's moments,
but that's what it needed.
Yeah. There's moments in the film where that's called for, but it doesn't overpower the actual performances. I think, it's definitely a good mix that you need that makes a good score.
I would like to see Philomena win, because that's sort of the underdog. Yeah, underdog.
It's
a
very underrated film on all levels.
And I never saw The Book Thief, but, you know, they always give John Williams.
I saw
Williams.
The Book
John
Thief,
Williams
but it wasn't
get,
a great
yeah.
score.
He's
nominated 49 times.
All the time. Yeah, John Williams will get nominated if he's...
He's not going to win for this.
It was forgettable.
It was.
All right, makeup. It needs to go to Jackass.
How is American Hustle not nominated for Best Hair and Makeup?
It needs to go to Jackass. Johnny Knoxville is Bad Grandpa. It needs to go to that. Jackass needs an Oscar.
Dallas Buyers Club, though, the makeup they did for Matthew McConaughey and Jared Leto as they get worse and worse into their
was good. When Leto's sick, his makeup is flawless.
But not as good, but take a look. Bad Grandpa was made for real people, and they all believed he was a real old dude.
When you know Spike Jonze was the grandma of the kind.
Yeah, but he's in, like, the end credits. But it's amazing.
He's been old before.
They've done that before.
Well, also,
but they're not going to nominate.
They're saying, like, the makeup for Johnny Depp is the old Indian in Lone Ranger is what they're talking about.
That's
That's ridiculous. That looked
terrible. It did. That's what he's nominated for.
You remember back in 2002, The Time Machine, the remake with Guy Pearce, that got nominated for Best Makeup, and it lost to Frida, whose only makeup
was
the unibrow.
It needs to go to Jackass. For many reasons, it needs to go to Jackass, because it would be awesome for Jackass to have an Oscar.
They need a little more.
I
think Dallas Buyers Club wins it.
I hope
I feel like it will.
All right, for editing, I'm going with Gravity, and I'll tell you why. There's a 20-minute sequence in there.
Yeah, definitely, a lot of it's green screen.
Editing
helps build the story.
How is Wolf of Wall Street not in here, then?
I know, it's crazy.
That is crazy to me. I also think that Edgar Wright's movie, The World's End, needs to be in here
for editing,
but he's never been nominated for an editing.
Certainly movie. Better than The Hobbit.
I agree.
That, or actually, you know, the end of Captain Phillips, that whole, the intensity they build up with the editing.
I'd rather see that win than Gravity, but Gravity's going
to
win.
But it's not enough.
Gravity
I would
like
to see Prisoners nominated here, because the editing in that was awesome.
That was really good. But yeah, I think Gravity is a good
Gravity's
I mean, Lone Survivor has that crazy scene where they're falling down the rocks.
Yeah.
And the edit of that is gruesome as shit.
I think that what helps that is the sound effect.
The sound effects,
That's crunching.
The sound design,
I mean, I'm not a huge fan of that movie, but that sequence was freaking crazy.
It was crazy. Costumes, I think, is going to go to Gatsby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hands down. There's no... Like, Gatsby, I mean, that's all the film
That's
was.
What they usually do.
Yeah.
I mean,
how were the costumes in Grandmaster?
No thing. I don't want that to win anything.
That stupid hat on the one guy?
Yeah.
What the
Everybody
hell?
Had a smile.
I think American Hustle.
I don't know. American Hustle. Those 70s costumes.
The 70 costumes were cool, but man, Gatsby just outdid
Christian Bale's velvet tuxedo.
It's not better than Gatsby. Though.
Yeah, I don't
Gatsby
think so.
Was...
Well, they might give 12 Years a Slave some love. Because just, you know...
I think
it definitely
hit the time.
Raggedy clothes. It definitely hit the time. It hit the time. Yeah.
I think that's going to go to production.
That slave wear he's wearing is quite nice.
So, for cinematography, I'm going Gravity.
This is such a hard one because we have Roger Deakins. I feel he got snubbed last year with Skyfall.
I don't know. I think Inside Llewyn Davis.
I feel like they might give it to him.
I would be happy if Inside Llewyn Davis gets it.
Did you watch Nebraska, though?
I did. Yes. I like Nebraska.
That is some cinematography, like, not been done, and it's done in black and white for a reason.
Well, the artist did that, right?
This category is tough.
If Bruno Debonair wins, it'd be crazy because Roger Deakins normally does every Coen Brothers movie.
What are the ones nominated for cinematography?
The one he's not. He couldn't do it because of Skyfall, and now the one he's not, it'd be crazy if Devin
so tell me, what are the ones nominated for cinematography?
We have Gravity,
the Grandmaster,
Nebraska, Prisoners,
Inside Llewyn Davis, and Nebraska. Yeah.
Okay, Gravity, Inside Llewyn Davis, and
Nebraska.
Nebraska. I think those are the top three.
I feel like two, but there's not
Prisoners might be in, yeah.
Prisoners won't be it, and Grandmaster won't be it. It's those top other three.
Gravity's by far the favorite.
Gravity's probably going to win it.
But I agree with both of y'all. I think Inside Llewyn Davis or Nebraska.
Inside Llewyn Davis is
beautiful.
I'll be pissed if Prisoners or Grandmaster wins it. But if the other three win, I'll be
no way Grandmaster wins it.
I'd be fine with Prisoners.
No way.
I'll be fine with Prisoners.
Prisoners, the trees alone. That's because, a character because of his shots.
He can do Deacons would be like the Russell Crowe, and they give it to him for a performance that he should have. You know, Russell Crowe should have won it for The Gladiator over The Beautiful Mind.
Deacons also,
but yeah, Deacons did Skyfall last year. And he should have won. Skyfall should have won over Life of Pi. Everything he did with Skyfall, it was beautiful. It was real. It was real.
The fog in the final scene.
Just like him, like going through like those huge like lit dragons.
It's a tough category.
Yeah, definitely. All right, hard category.
Documentary. I think it's safe to say that Act of Killing is going to win it.
Yeah.
Whoa, 20 feet from Stardom.
20 feet from Stardom.
That's a great one, but
that's like everyone's favorite.
People
though.
Love 20 feet from Stardom.
Yeah,
but I think Act of Killing is going to do it.
Depends though, because
it's so polarized.
It's between those two, definitely. But
no, Dirty Words is also getting a lot of love.
What?
I like Dirty Wars a lot, but I think it's the third in the I agree with you. I think Act of Killing's the best documentary, but 20 years from Stardom is going
to
win.
I feel like Act of Killing should win, but it's probably going to go to 20 feet.
I want Act of Killing to win just for them to show the clip on screen of him retching.
Will those guys come to the Oscars?
No way. They can't allow it here. They'll be like arrested.
Like Robin Hyer, I really do think 20 Feet from Stardom wins it, though.
That would be awesome to get love, but I think it's Act of Killing. I really do. Yeah.
Well, it'd be interesting to see the Draft House Film label get an Oscar.
Yeah, that's true.
Good for Tim Lee. Mm-hmm.
For original screenplay, I went with Her, just because I thought it was great. I like the original screenplay for Her. What do y'all think? Yeah.
Adapted? Oh, original.
No, original.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
You're with you?
Yeah. I like Her a lot, but it's a...
Everything else is, except for Nebraska, everything else is...
Dallas really, Buyers Club might sneak in there.
The whole category is great. It's a
I agree.
But Dallas Buyers Club, they've had for a very long time, over 20 years. Went
like,
through
American Hustle
directors.
Might win.
Yeah.
Nebraska seems way too simple.
American Hustle and even Blue Jasmine, though.
They're not better than Her.
I know.
I can see. I'd be happy with Blue Jasmine, American Hustle.
I think Her's my top choice.
Blue Jasmine's kind of like Streetcar. I mean, it's the same theme. It's a person going through their downfall. It's not
American Hustle might sneak out and win, but I think Her.
I think Her.
Wolf of Wall Street should have been nominated over American Hustle.
Well, no. It's adapted.
Oh, okay.
Adapted. Moving on to adapted screenplay. I pick Wolf of Wall Street for adapted screenplay.
Okay.
And if it wins adapted screenplay,
it's a 50-year-old story.
Yeah.
I thought American Hustle was adapted though. David Russell didn't he use that?
No, it was original. It's based on the Ab Scam.
There's an Ab Scam book.
No, but they went off the Time magazine article.
He created the characters and everything. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, Wolf of Wall Street.
You know why Philomena should win? Because Steve Coogan added just a hint of comedy.
Yeah.
A hint of because that is a very serious
about? Adapted Philomena. Or original
adapted.
Okay, adapted.
Well, the Philomena weird thing is,
it's a. I mean, it's a news story. It was a news book. It's a very sad story. It's a horrible thing to look at Ireland's whole way they got rid of kids like that. But Coogan added something I don't think any other person would have thought to add humor to it, and that's why I love the film. But I think it's all because of the interactions, the writing.
Yeah.
Well, definitely. I mean, it's a 50-year-old story, and it plays like it really goes on a roller coaster. I mean, it starts off kind of this cheeky sort of, you know, he doesn't want to do a human interest story, and then it gets kind of cute and funny, and then it gets really dark, like a thriller, trying to find her son. Yeah, it's really involving.
And to think that the whole who the son is, being a gay Republican, what a twist.
Yeah.
What an interesting political twist.
And it's a
twist.
True story.
True.
It's true.
Yeah. I know it won't win, but hands down, that's better than all of them. 12 Years is getting a lot of love for the John Wright doing the thing, and I don't understand that at all. I don't know how it even got nominated. And Wolf of Wall Street's the only one I would be okay winning.
Wolf of Wall Street's great. It is 506 fucks in the movie. It'd be great.
I think Philomena's better.
And the adapted screenplay looks great on screen.
It's definitely Wolf of Wall Street's
I think it's
category great. To lose.
12 Years has won the Golden for it. John Ridley, or Ridley... already won an award.
Yeah.
Like, they're the heavy favorites.
Now, here's a question. Why was Wolf, why did it not make the SAGs last night?
Who knows?
I mean, not
it's,
once.
It's not that type of award show, I don't think.
But no, no, no. The awards are based on your fellow people.
Your peers.
Why is it Leo, Jonah Hill? I think Jonah Hill isn't cool with all those people. Yeah. I think that he's the only other actor you would nominate. And I think Leo's too big for his... I don't think other big-time actors like Leo being this good, even though he is. Yeah. He's by far... better than anything that happens in American Hustle.
I agree.
I think his performance steps out anything. Completely
agree. Anything this year.
Yeah, Christian Bale.
He fully submersed himself in it.
Christian Bale's track record is a lot better than Leo's, though.
Is it? I disagree.
Is it?
Completely.
No.
The only one
I don't know if it is.
It is.
I think Leo's history is one of the... He's
best.
I think he's up there with Hanks.
Yep.
He's transformed himself for every role.
I think Bale's right there with him.
And what though? The only he's done dark, brooding people all the damn time.
Except American Hustle.
He's still a dark, brooding, angry guy at heart in that movie.
The fighter was.
It's not hard. Dickie Eklund is that guy. It's not like he created that guy. That is Dickie Eklund. Dickie's a.
I think that Leo is not eclipsed himself. Yeah, he's still going up there. I think Bale is sort of.
That showcases how talented that kid is.
What I mean is, I think he's hit
Catch
the top.
Catch Me If You Can.
What
he played a freaking 17-year-old kid that
the
was
Prestige.
Brilliant. Hugh Jackman's better.
They're both good.
Hugh Jackman's great in that movie.
Yeah,
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Christian Bale, but I agree with you.
Yeah,
I think Leo's done a hell of a lot more
himself this year.
I mean, Django. Are you kidding? That couldn't have been Bale.
That should have been Bale. That was DiCaprio.
I mean, he should have won for that. But Wolf.
He plays
every emotion perfectly.
He's good.
He's Jordan Bell. He's a guy who was naive and didn't know what was going on and turned into the most egotistical asshole.
We'll get to actors. Original song. I think Moon Song from her is going to win.
I wish.
It won't win, but it should.
Let it go from Frozen.
Yes, Frozen's the number one song in the country.
I'm going to go with Happy.
No. From
Pharrell's Happy from Despicable Me 2.
I mean, it's fine. Inside Louis
should
have been
here
by
as long as U2 doesn't win. That's,
I hope that doesn't win.
There's no way that crap song wins.
It's on the Golden Globe.
It's not a good song.
It's not a good song.
It's a terrible song.
Well, actually, I'm a little surprised, going back to the snub. I'm surprised that Alex Heffes, his score for Mandela, didn't make it. I mean, agreeably, there's a lot of things about that movie that got overlooked. Like, even though Idris wasn't right for the part, he still did a damn good job for, 150 minutes? Idris?
I liked him in that. That's the only good part about the movie. I hated that movie.
Well, that music was good, too.
It was a long, boring walk to watch.
I wouldn't want to watch it.
It was bad. All right, best supporting actress. I would love to see June Squibb get up there and give an Oscar speech.
Totally
and I would like to see Jennifer Lawrence, but... June Squibb, I want to see up there win an Oscar. That's what I want. She was perfect in Nebraska. Even though this category is great.
Lawrence and Lupita, but June was my favorite.
June was great.
I wouldn't mind Sally Hawkins getting some love.
Everybody was the best part of Nebraska.
Yeah, she
was. Hands down, like easily.
She was great. I'd love to see her just to get up there and do something at the Oscars.
I still think America's going to vote Jennifer Lawrence because they're in love with her right now.
Which I'll be happy, but...
She's the best part of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
My opinion.
I agree.
Her and Bale.
All right, best supporting actor. I think either Fassbender or Leto gets it, which I think Leto should get it.
Yeah.
But Fassbender was so good in this movie.
You don't like the Somali guy?
Paul Ricard Abdi?
That would be awesome, but I don't think he'll win it this year.
Well, he was damn good in that movie.
He was a little creepy at the Golden Globes. If Jonah Hill wins, that would be equally great. I mean, anybody in the best supporting actress or best supporting actor category, I'm fine with.
Bradley Cooper. I don't want him to win.
I don't even know why Fassbender's nominated, honestly.
He was great in that.
I think Cumberbatch is a much better character than
Fassbender. He had so much little screen time.
Cumberbatch had the emotional sequence, though. He had to deal with
Fassbender did, too. He was dealing with...
beats people. No. Sarah Paulson stole every scene she was in with him.
Yeah.
She's dark as shit. That's the real dark character.
She's not
character.
An actor. She's an actress.
You know what? She should have been nominated over Lupita, because that darkness was crazy. Yeah. Fassbender played a very...
You didn't like him in the movie. That's what he did so good with that, because he's a very likable person, and just the tension.
Likable? His penis is huge. That's about it.
That's why you like him so much, right?
I, If he wins, that'll be a travesty. All not, other not four all, of them are above that.
That's why
Jonah Hill's teeth is
win
better.
Well, wait, did Ralph Fiennes win for Schindler's List back in the day? Did he win for Best Supporting?
I don't think so.
I didn't look that up. And that was he was probably nominated, though.
Because I think that's the same kind of territory. You're dealing with a film that has really...
if that's the argument, Fiennes is better than Fassbender.
I agree.
Yeah, but he's trying to make a point of the fact that Fassbender has got the same sort of role.
Then why is not Barkhade not in that argument? Because Barkhade was as brutal thinking, but as sympathetic as Aleto. I think his character had the most... I mean, I felt sympathy for those
guys. I feel like
guys.
It's Jared Leto's category to lose.
I had no sympathy or care for Fassbender, and it wasn't like Ralph Fiennes where I was fearful of that guy. I didn't fear Michael Fassbender in this. If they had a chance to fight back, they probably would have killed him. Would have been better.
Yeah.
Cumberbatch at least had to deal with the emotional struggle of, A, he knows he can't help this lady.
But at the same time...
And yet he does.
Fassbender was more of a coward than he was trying to let on, too, because... There's
and I hated the scene with him and Brad Pitt. There's no Brad Pitt's character. A is just a weird character. But there was
well,
no
it's he helped
real
the movie made so they.
I thought what happened to Dano and Cumberbatch. That was
great.
That's freaking
but
power.
Cumberbatch will get an Oscar, but not this year. He'll be in something else that will get him an Oscar.
Hopefully,
I'm fine with that.
He's a good talent.
We'll move on to director. I think it either goes to Scorsese or Cuarón. Alfonso Cuarón for Gravity.
What?
I think it's one of those two.
It's a tough decision.
And it should
well,
not
Steve
go to
McQueen's won already, too.
It shouldn't go to O. Russell.
So is O. Russell.
Yeah, I don't know how you think Scorsese is going to win. He's like fifth on this list.
Yeah, I think David O. Russell is going to pull it off just because of the people that were voting.
Yeah, I totally agree. I don't think...
You don't think it'll be Cuarón or
no,
Scorsese?
I think O. Russell's already...
I want Cuarón. I love Cuarón, but...
You know what happened last year? Ang Lee won. For best directing, didn't he for Left Pie?
Yeah,
yeah.
That's why Cuarón's got a
yeah. So here, so
look
here's
how
my
much
thought.
Flack they got for that.
You have a movie that's all built in a digital landscape, so it's tough to say. Well, it's got good editing, it's got good cinematography because it's all in a box. That doesn't take away from the effort that went into it. It doesn't take away from the effort to splice the scenes together. I think that if anything, I think Cuarón deserves to win for director because he's the one who has final say on yes, keep that shot. No, yeah. We need more Bullock. I think that. If like stuff like editing and sound mixing and stuff loses, if Gravity wins none of those, I think Cuarón should win for directing because he's who composes it all together and says gives it to the American public and said this is
so why don't we
it was his vision and he put it all together and made this.
I like that argument, Mark, but my argument back to you is then why doesn't an animated film ever get nominated for best director? Why doesn't the guys from Pixar ever get love in this category?
Because
they have more track with what they do in their films. Than what Alfonso did in this film and what any of these directors do. They create these characters from scratch. Why don't we give them more love? Why is Alfonso getting so much love for a film, honestly, that he did more directing in Children of Men than this?
I would have liked to see Wally get Best Director, but it got Best Picture. I mean, that's what they're doing. And animated film is like a new thing with the Academy now. Maybe we'll see it Best Animated Director
but,
at some point.
I didn't think Ang Lee was the best director last year.
I don't agree.
I think Alfonso is the best director this year.
I'm happy with him or Scorsese getting it. I don't think there was a better directed film.
I'm happy with Scorsese winning, but the people winning
it are like
Russell and McQueen.
It's going to be Russell.
I mean, those are the two guys winning it. McQueen and O'Russell have taken all the awards.
I do not want O'Russell to win. I'll be pissed if that wins.
Well, it's going to happen. It doesn't matter what you want. We all don't want American Hustle to win Best Picture. It most likely will. It's won both of the major awards.
Ridiculous.
And the Critics Award also. I mean, they gave Sandra Bullock a freaking award, but that was action.
Well, no, but here's the thing. It's like the Oscars are at the tail end of award season. You have, 6 weeks for the voting to go on and stuff like that? You have the SAGs. You now have the BAFTAs in 2 weeks. It's like all that stuff, who cares what the people in the Academy think? I think a lot of who wins now is going to affect what wins later. It's like a barometer.
Yeah, and it does. And who's winning now? McQueen and O'Russell. Not Alfonso, not Scorsese, certainly not Payne.
I think it would be great if all the nominations for all the awards were done and handed in on the same day. And who cares when the award ceremony was held?
Yeah.
At least your votes went in, and then,
It would take away from the uniformity of it, because you would have shockers and surprises.
Yeah.
And you'd have people's actual opinions rather than, I got to give it to American Hustle because they won all the damn SAG awards. I totally agree.
I agree, too. All right, moving on to Best Actress. I think Cate Blanchett wins it hands down, or deserves it.
It's not even any argument. No one, I can't argue anyone else above her.
She was perfect in this.
Judi Dench,
maybe.
Maybe,
that's what I was
going to
say. That was the only person I would...
Because she encompassed that character, but Kate Blanchett was the whole film.
Yeah, yeah,
she's Amy killer. Adams did win at the Golden Globes.
Amy Adams does not act on anywhere near the level that those two women agree.
Kate Blanchett is my number one choice as well.
Well, wait, but Kate
Blanchett won for drama.
Drama, yeah.
So
Amy won for
a comedy. Musical.
And no, I mean, I like Amy Adams. Right. I like Sandra Bullock. There's no mention of their names in this category.
And then best actor, let's give it to DiCaprio. He needs it. He deserves it.
Are you kidding me? McConaughey's won back-to-back major awards. Yes.
I would like to see McConaughey win it, but DiCaprio...
DiCaprio deserves it, but McConaughey doesn't win it.
Yeah.
That's DiCaprio's not winning it for this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he needs to. I mean, I know he'll do just as good stuff later on, but he needs it for this.
Like, I'd rather have him do Woodrow Wilson win for that later on, a couple of years.
No way.
What about you skipped over best animated film. But...
Oh, well, let's do best animated feature film now. Which one?
Croods.
Frozen.
You know, they're playing Ernest and Scylla.
At the kid film,
and I'm really excited to see it.
It's pretty funny this year.
It's shocking because Pixar didn't get nominated
this
year. Yeah, Pixar won
first year. Monsters University was not a good movie.
That's the thing. Yeah,
Pixar has dropped the ball recently.
Was this is great. Really good.
Yeah. Cinematography by Roger Deakins.
I gotta be in this movie.
But yeah, and then Best Picture, Wall Street or Gravity. Wolf of Wall Street or Gravity.
I'm going Gravity.
What, either of those two, I'll be happy with.
I would love Wolf of Wall Street to win, but
I think
it's going to be American Hustle.
I hope it isn't.
I would love to see her win also, but...
I would love to see her to win, but I feel like it's going to be...
Her won't win.
It's going to be American Hustle.
Wolf of Wall Street was better than her.
Well, it's going to be American Hustle. I think Gravity is the only film on there that has a chance of being American Hustle, but I don't think it will.
I would rather American Hustle win over Gravity, but you guys know my reasons why I don't like Gravity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think you can watch it outside of IMAX and have the same opinion of it.
Well, same thing with Life of Pi.
Yeah, and I don't think either one of those were deserving of Best Picture. I didn't think Life of Pi was that great. I mean, I think American Hustle is a good film, but Philomena is better than that to me. And I definitely think Wolf is the best movie of the year.
I think it should win. It would be awesome.
Wolf was phenomenal. And the fact that they cut it down for 4 hours and still had the most exciting 3-hour film I think we've ever seen.
Yeah.
They're fucking retards to give it to American Hustle.
I agree. I completely agree.
I don't know how Americans won it the last two. I mean, other than SAG, because it's your peers, Hollywood Foreign Press, how they voted for that movie, I have no idea. Like, they should know better.
I agree. Well, that's our...
I fucking said it.
That's our Oscar coverage, nominee coverage. We will definitely be back with more Oscar coverage in the coming weeks leading up to the actual ceremony. But that is our Oscar coverage. Let us know on our Facebook page. What do you think?
Yeah.
Who should win?
Who should win?